redeemed you from the curse, and you can claim the breaking of the curse by what Christ did for you on the cross. Now, that's a wonderful place to go. When you learn that, you can get free. But so many Christians never spend enough time in God's Word to ever learn that. So they don't know what causes all these things. Now then, as we're talking about women here and their female problems, I'm here to tell you that more than likely, more than 90% probably, maybe 95% or maybe even 98% of the women that have hysterectomies don't need them. They can be healed without any kind of a doctor, any kind of medication, just by prayer after they have broken the curse and claimed the promises of God. They don't have to have hysterectomies. But doctors do hysterectomies just right and left because it brings lots of money to them. It's a fairly quick and easy surgery for a doctor, and it brings lots of money in. And most women don't really need one. The reason they have these hysterectomies and these disorders and female problems, especially menstrual disorders. In fact, I had a young woman about 32 or 3 years old a few years ago. I was talking and teaching in a place, and I got to talking to this young lady after I was talking about these blessings and curses, and she said, "I never thought about my menstrual problems being a curse." But she said, when I started having my cycles, she said, some of the ladies come to me and told me that I could expect to have discomfort and cramps with my monthly periods. And so she said, I just thought that would be normal. They told me it was. So she said, I started saying with my mouth about the time it's come for my monthly period. I said, well, I guess I'll have cramps. And so she said, I started having cramps. And she said, the cramps got worse and worse and worse. And I kept claiming that. But the night she heard me teach on these things, she claimed the redemption from the curse by the blood of Jesus, by what he had done. And we rebuked the evil spirits and commended those spirits that had been following her along because of the word she had spoken, and kicked them out in the name of Jesus. And this young woman, I saw her several times in the last 7, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, whatever it's been. She has never had any more cramps or disorders with her menstrual cycle. Now, it's amazing the many ways the devil attacks women. That's just like women that have had hysterectomies. They've been told they have to have hormones and all kinds of things the rest of their life. And most women believe that. And they buy that medication. If you've been deceived by the enemy and you have had a hysterectomy and you are on hormone medication, I'm here to tell you I have seen many women that have received by faith the promises of God after they have claimed the breaking of the curses and that they're no longer under a curse, and they believe God and they throw away their medication and by faith never have another hot flash, never have another problem. Their bodies work perfect. Their female parts work perfect. Everything does what it's supposed to do. And it was all done by faith. Now, these are things that are available to you. And I've seen these things happen over and over and over by women. I mean, I've taught them. I've seen them. I've seen it happen to many women. Many of them I know personally. And many of them I know very well. They're close friends. And really close friends, some of them are. And I've taught these to these women, and they have done these things and received them, and they come out from under the curse, and they have been completely healed and restored. And breaking of family marriages, that's another thing. Deuteronomy 28:41 says, many people today have lost their children to drugs, sex, satanic music, and every form of the occult. This is a sign that you're under a curse. If you're having breakdown of your family and your marriages, one of you or all of you in the family is doing something wrong. You're walking in disobedience to God's word, and you're giving the devil legal right to your family. Now, another thing, continuing financial insufficiency. Now, many people seem to never be able to do anything right. But Deuteronomy 28:17 and 29 says, "Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. You will be unsuccessful in all that you do." So prosperity is a blessing and poverty is a curse. I think about a Baptist preacher that I knew years ago. It's like he could never be blessed. He was a tither. He believed in tithing. Ever since he got saved, he was tithing. One day, many times I'd told him what his problem was, but he would never believe me. One day he walked into my office and told me, said, "Thurman, I don't know what it is. I don't know why you appear to be so blessed financially, and everything I do goes wrong." I told him, I said, "Sir, I'm going to tell you, your problem is 1 inch below your nose. It's right there. It's your tongue." I said, "You always speaking the wrong things." I said, "Every time I hear you say something, you say, 'Well, my old wore out car. I guess that thing will break down again. I mean, I just have breakdowns all the time. My pickups never runs good. It's always broke down. My house is always something wrong. I guess a hot water heater will go out next week.'" And I said, "And it does." I said, "Constantly you're speaking the wrong things." I said, "You need to start saying, 'The Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I am, all of my needs are met because I'm a tither. I don't care what happens. Say, The Lord is my strength. He is my supplier. All of my needs are met. God promised to meet all of my needs.'" And quote him the verses like Philippians 4:19 or whatever, or Luke 6:38. Quote that, because I'm a giver. "Given it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall man give into your bosom. For with the same measure you use to give shall it be returned unto you." I said, start quoting the word of God. Believe it. And I said, great and awesome things will happen. Well, he believed me. He started speaking the word of God. Now then, in the book of Psalms, it says that the angels hearken. I believe it's in Psalm 103 verse 20. Says the angels hearken to the word of God spoken in the earth. How does the angels of God hearken to the word of God spoken in the earth? Well, you speak it out of your mouth. That's how they hearken to it. As you speak the word of God, those angels hearken only to the words written in this book. So when you begin to say, "Give and it shall be given unto me," the angels will go forth and begin to move on different things and people to begin to make resources come to you. So you have to start doing it God's way. Well, this young man did it God's way. And when he did it God's way, prosperity began to come to his house. So many things changed around his house. So it works. So if you're under continual financial insufficiency, you're under some kind of curse. And the curse may be a word curse that you have spoken yourself. Your tongue is so important as to what you say. So remember that. Now then, being accident prone is another thing. Some people say, "Well, you're just an accident looking for a place to happen." But no, that's not true. You are under a curse. And Deuteronomy 28:29 says, "You shall grope as a blind man in darkness." And let me give you some examples. If you have the breaking of bones too easy, falling down and twisting ankles, or falling downstairs. Some people can't go down a flight of stairs without stumbling or tripping. For some people, these just seem to be an invisible force at work that causes too many problems in their life. More than likely, it is a curse that's at work. Now, if you have a history of suicides or unnatural deaths in your family, you're more than likely under a curse. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it lists many ways to die if you do not keep God's rules. Many ways. Now then, I don't know about you, but I want to live a long, good, healthy life. So if you don't understand and know these things, that know that the length of your life and the condition of your health is totally dependent upon your knowledge of God's Word. If you're a child of God, you have to walk in obedience to God's Word for your life to be long. Now, some of the things we're going to list here about generational curses. Generational curses is another way that these things will come upon you, because in Deuteronomy 30:19, I want to read that one more time. Jesus said, In his word, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your children may live. He gave us a command, and then he told us which of the choices to make. It's an open book test. You can't miss. The only way you can miss is if you don't read the Word. If you don't read the Word, don't study the Word of God, the devil will easily be able to deceive you and draw you off and draw you into sin. And he will come, and he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So the minute this invisible force, the devil and his demons, which is running the negative side of the spiritual world, when you make a mistake, they begin to move it on your flesh and they begin to cause a death process in your body. You look at a man that's lived under the curses all of his life. I've seen men that were not raised up in Christian homes, or women, but the women become prostitutes, drug addicts, smokers, drinkers. And by the time they're 40 years old, they look like they're 80 years old. I mean, goodness gracious. Old, gray-headed, wrinkled, dried up, terrible-looking people, men and women. But yet you'll look at a person that's 60, 70, 80 years old, and they've lived under the blessings. They've been obedient to God's Word, and they don't have any wrinkles. They can still see good. They can hear good. They've still got their teeth. They're not all knocked out. And they got financial blessings. They live in a nice home, have a nice car. And somebody said, well, gee, I wish I'd been lucky like you. No, there's no such thing as luck. It's blessings and curses. If you have been disobedient to God's Word, you're living under a curse. If you've been obedient to God's Word, the Lord says, I command the blessings to overtake you. So it's not an accident. It's blessings and curses. Now then, if a man chooses to walk with God, the blessings will follow him and his children. But if he does not walk with God, the curses will follow him and his children. When we read Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 4, you'll find out it is your choice. You make the choice. Ancestral curses are more often determined by their ill effects. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and on enumerates several common effects of curses that can be paraphrased as followed. Number one, poverty or perpetual financial insufficiency. Number two, barrenness and impotency, together with miscarriages and related female complications. We'll continue on in the next series telling you more about this. In the meantime, remember, Jesus is Lord. We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.